out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex, you're teaching transgender issues, and children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. We have a tremendous program lined up for you today, folks, and I have to begin today by offering prayers and condolences and thoughts to those parents who through the night were getting information about the loss of life and about what happened to their children. And we pray for them. We ask, Father, that you would comfort them, that you would bring them a sense of peace in the midst of this storm, that you would bring a calm in Uvalde, and a calm in Texas, and a calm across this country, that there would be thoughtful conversation, and that there would be an outpouring of love and care and concern about children. And I ask these things in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Bottom of hour number two, Rick Manning and Claire Lopez. Claire is a national security expert, will be joining me. We're going to get into a conversation about the conflict between between Governor Abbott's Lone Star operation and President Biden's open border policy. And really, what are the dangers that are associated with that conflict? And how dangerous is an open border policy? We'll talk with David Shostokas, top of the next hour, about the New York rifle case, about the shooting that happened, and what's going on relative to the shooting that happened on the New York subway, and what's happening there. And David, of course, is running for attorney general in the state of Illinois to bring back law and order to Illinois, because law and order is something that is missing throughout our country. And certainly when lawlessness is running the streets rampant, innocent people become the victims. And so we'll have that conversation coming up with David Shostokas at the top of hour number two. Bottom of the hour, Donna Jackson and I are going to talk about life and how lives matter, and God's perspective on the value of life and the difference that that makes when a culture, when a society, when a nation embraces and understands the value of life. I know it's heavy stuff, but we've got to talk about it, folks. We've got to talk about it. We've got to speak. As Paul writes in Ephesians, we've got to speak truth in love. I welcome my next guest, who is a writer, speech staff writer, researcher for Free Speech America. She also does her own podcast. One of these days, if I'm really, really good and really lucky, she might even invite me to be a guest. I don't know. It's possible. Who knows? T. Rose, welcome to the program. Was that terrible or what, right? I'm on the air. I'm like trying to get myself on your podcast. No, it's okay.
Pastor Greg, I'd love nothing more than that. It'd be so fun. It would be hours long because we wouldn't stop talking.
I know, right? There'd be none of this network interruption stuff. It'd just be, let's go. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the censoring of free speech continues. The battle rages on. What are some of the highlights that you've seen, or lowlights, I guess you would call them, since our last conversation?
Yeah, free speech is it's crazy. So far, we've got a CensorTrack database, and we track every case that we can find of bias censorship. And so far, we're close to 4,000 entries, and we've only been running for a little bit over a year now. But 4,000 times people have been censored on biased manners. It's quite crazy. Recently I wrote, today my podcast is coming out about the number of times that here at the MRC we've been censored. So TikTok has now censored us 34 times in the past, just from 2022, the start of 2022 until now, which is, we're only a couple months into 2022 and we've been censored 34 times. It's crazy. And usually this stuff is just, we talked about how the left is race baiting, and we talked about how with the Dave Chappelle comedy punch in the face, we talked about how violence is bad, and we were censored for those things. Things that are completely true, we get censored for. But that's just the left goal. They just want to censor anything that doesn't fit their narrative, and we've definitely seen that here at the MRC, and honestly all over the world, but the media is not going to let you see that.
There's a couple of articles that are up at MRC that I found disturbing, I guess. That's why you guys put them up there is to make people aware of the disturbing things that are being said. So this one is by Nicholas Fondacaro. Their coverage of the tragic shooting in a Uvalde, Texas elementary school progressed into the night Tuesday, things on CNN got downright ghoulish and disgusting as paid analysts and guests were allowed to take things to dark and terrible places, between former Homeland Security Juliet Kayyem showing a bizarre satisfaction in talking about the destroyed little bodies of the 18 students killed in the attack, and radical anti-gun Parkland parent Frank Gutenberg calling Republicans evil. The network was in a downward spiral. Talk about some of these things I would suggest that they are, they're hurtful. They're harmful to the situation. They're personal attacks, and they're labeling an entire people as a certain thing.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. This is not a gun problem. This is a spiritual problem. This is an epidemic of hate and evil, and that's what the world has come to right now. But these networks aren't painting it in that way. You know, these are precious baby children. They're so young, beautiful lives that were completely destroyed. And you know, you've got CNN, and they're calling they're saying this destroyed little bodies at a shooting, and the GOP is evil, and they're placing the blame all on the right when the blame should be on the shooter and him. You know, the blame. This is not about more gun restrictions. This is about how twisted this 18-year-old was, that he had something wrong. He was sick. He was twisted, and he murdered innocent babies. But the networks aren't saying that. They're mostly painting it on the Republicans. It says on CNN, one of the guys said, he needs one of these Republicans. It can't be Democrats solving this. These Republicans need to actually love their children as well. That was a quote from one of the people on CNN. And I'm like, you know, conservatives do love babies. It's not more than the left, you know?
The sick irony in this is that it's the conservatives that are in front of the Supreme Court that are fighting for the life of innocent babies that are following what the Bible has to say about, you know, life in the womb. Psalm 127:3, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. It's conservatives that are fighting for the least of these consistently, and it's you know, policies that are put in place by those that are decrying the conservative values, whose values tend to be the most damaging and the most injurious to the least of these, and that is sad and unfortunate. There's another story that I thought was disappointing, I guess, would be one way of looking at it. But and this was having to do with the NBA. Mark Jackson, who is a very devout Christian and is not shy about speaking about his faith and sharing his faith, and his faith helped him in much of his successes in coaching and even in his dealing with other on-air personalities, but he's being attacked for having come out and spoken in regards to the LGBTQ issue, and this really directly, Tiro, speaks to children as well, because we're watching them do in perverting kids, in pushing pornographic materials on children, and desensitizing them and grooming them. And we're seeing this happen in our schools, T-Rose. No one, you know, mainstream media does not want to report on this. And instead, they will support an agenda that targets children and anyone that speaks about traditional values, like Coach Jackson, is under fire.
Right, right. Yeah, you're totally right about that. The media doesn't cover these things. You know, they're just going to promote inclusivity and, you know, coming up in June, we've got a couple of days left before Pride Month, and even stores and books and TV shows, all they talk about is pushing this LGBTQ narrative. And I looked at a Disney World, for example, which, don't even get me started on all of Disney's communist regimes, honestly, but, they just recently released a new line of clothing for kids, and some for adults too, where they have kid shirts that are all rainbow blasted and covered in all these LGBTQ things that these are little kids. They're 5 years old. They do not need to know what all that is. It's really, really sad.
Well, and we better get prepared because they're going to be coming hard and heavy. This next month, June, which is upcoming, is what they call their Pride Month. And and be prepared for what is going to be displayed on Main Street USA, the degradation and the perversion. And there are going to be parents that are going to take their kids to watch these exploitive parades. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, and she allows her friends to call her T-Rose. So I'm honored to be able to do that. Tiaran Rose Mandelberg, staff writer, researcher at Free Speech America, and tell folks about the censor page that they can follow as well. And of course, don't forget folks about Newsbusters and to get over to the newsbusters.org to follow the articles that they are presenting. But talk about the censorship page for a minute, if you would.
Yeah, so with Newsbusters, we've got the Free Speech America division, and then within that division, we've got a censortrack.org website. You can go to that website, and we've got a bunch of different, we've got so far 3,800 cases of bias censorship online, where, you know, the big tech and the media are censoring people over things that they simply just don't like. It's not about protecting, or it's about hiding the truth of the matter in most of these cases. So we've got a contact us page where people can submit their cases if they've been censored online. I know, Pastor Greg, you've been censored too many times to count, but we've got you in there too. And then if you want a kind of roundup of these things, I do a weekly podcast with a video about the worst cases that I see. So that comes out every Wednesday. So definitely check that out. It's called Censor Track with TR.
All right. Simply Track with TR. And you can get that at the same website?
That's right. It'll all be on that censortrack.org.
Okay, censortrack.org. Be sure and bookmark that, folks, so that you can stay up to date. And if you are aware of a censorship, or if censorship happens to you, they want to hear your story. How can someone turn a story in if they've been censored?
Yeah, so it's really quite simple. Just go to the website and there'll be a contact us page, and then just send in your information, send in your email. And the biggest tip I can give is to take screenshots when it happens, because big tech likes to do this thing where they'll censor you, and then once you call them out for you appeal their decision, they'll censor you, and then once you call them out, they'll hide it and they'll pretend they didn't do it, or they'll, you know, deny and say, oh, sorry, it was an accident. So just right when you get censored, take those screenshots and save them to your phone and then send them to us, and we'll do what we can. Sometimes, you know, we've contacted Twitter, we've contacted Facebook, and we've gotten accounts reinstated. So, you know, reach out to us and we'll see if we can help.
No, it really is something else. It's terrible. It's terrible that they're silencing folks in the way that they are. We were talking, about, you know, what it is that they're going after, and really how the children become the victims. And in particular, this next month, there's going to be a big push because June is their Pride Month. What kinds of things do you anticipate are going to take place, and how do you think the media is going to push this agenda?
Well, if, you know, things go the way they've been going, unfortunately, the media is just going to push this progressive LGBTQ agenda. And that's all they're going to push. So, you know, I went to Target the other day and I saw all these clothes, and they were literally clothes. They're called binders. They're like basically tank tops for young children that they can wear if they want to transition to a female or a male. And they literally suppress the kids' bodies. And that's just at Target. And, you know, I went online to see what were people saying about this. What is Big Tech pushing about this? And Big Tech was allowing tweets that were saying, okay, well, then the kids can go to Target and grab a tank top, but really it will be a binder, and then and then it will be a little bit less obvious so that their parents will buy it thinking it's a tank top, but then the kid can fully transition without their parents knowing. Like, what? Are you kidding me? They're gonna hide from their parents, and that's what the left is encouraging. They want that to happen. They want these kids to just be part of this alphabet community, and that's what this whole Pride Month is gonna be. It's gonna be rainbow washed everywhere. And I'm not looking forward to it. You know, the rainbow is God's beautiful glory, and I don't like that the LGBTQ people have sort of tried to take that over. You know, that's God's rainbow, not theirs.
Well, and you know, going back to the Mark Jackson story, the close that is written on this by Jay Maxson, who wrote this article, is just really telling. The anti-Christian bigotry is so pathetic and hateful. How do Jackson's critics justify canceling him over his faith with the NBA's plans to play preseason games in the United Arab Emirates city of Abu Dhabi? Homosexuality is a criminal act and punishable by death in that nation. Yet this isn't even mentioned in Ziegler's hit piece on Pastor Mark Jackson. It's a hypocrisy, folks. And, of course, they know, because Christians, we love people, but we love them enough, as I share in every day in this hour when I play I Believe, we love them enough to tell them the truth in love, in hopes that they will know the freedom that they can have in Jesus Christ. T. Rose, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Again, you can follow at censortrack.org. Be sure and get over there, censortrack.org. And if you haven't already bookmarked it, be sure and bookmark newsbusters.org as well. T. Rose, thanks for being with me. I'll be back. Donna Jackson, right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I almost made a huge mistake here because I had seen an email about having Donna Jackson on, and I was getting ready to have her, and then I looked at the calendar and realized that it is that special day that we have here once a month for my special friend, Reverend Clenard Childress. So, greetings, my brother.
It's good to be here. Are you talking about Donna Jackson from Newark?
I am.
Her name was just mentioned to me not more than 30 seconds ago on the pre-call. And you got to meet her and really sit down and have, because they're talking about election fraud. And
okay.
They're trying to find out if she would know anything about it in Newark. And I said, from what I've heard, I've been in meetings, we never talk, where she is. I said, if there's anybody... history of Newark and Essex County, where the dead rise whenever there's a close race. they begin to go to the polls. It would be Donna Jackson, and then your phone rings.
Well, that how about that? That's so cool. We'll definitely have to let Donna know that. That's very, very cool. Yeah, and I'm sitting there and I'm calling her then, right? So then it's like she's not answering. I'm like, oh, I get ready to text her and I thought, well, I better look at the calendar real quick. Oh, I'm supposed to call Pastor Clenard. Hang on a minute. All right. So I'm texting her back. I say, hey, you'll be next week. Okay. So there we go. Well, oh my goodness. Well, welcome aboard. So it's good to have you. And I appreciate you being here. You know, we had this horrific shooting that happened yesterday in Uvalde, Texas, and I opened the program by praying for the families and praying for the community and praying for our nation as a whole. But, you know, I wanted to talk about God's value of life. And I know that you are very active also in education and in reaching kids with a message about the value of their lives and about how they matter, how they make a difference in our world. That is a message that is missing in most of the public school system, in my estimation. Is that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. The intrinsic value of each individual has to be certainly echoed daily through your teaching, through the respect you have one for another, but also through your faith. And that's what our faith teaches. And when you have abortion, where kids hear, "Mama got rid of it," or they see a mother excited about being pregnant, and then all of a sudden she's not pregnant anymore, but she's angry about something because she's angry with her partner about abortion. They hear "get rid of it" as if it is something innate, something that is not alive, something that is not human. And so you develop a mindset and a total disregard for how precious life is, because I can choose to get rid of life if it is a problem, or if I don't want it, or I can't afford it. This is the mindset that we are projecting to our kids when we have abortion on demand and a woman's right to choose. You know, I have a saying, pro-choice. That's a lie. Babies don't choose to die.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to always consider what we are communicating to our children as far as the sanctity of life. And Martin Luther King was big on personhood. The sacredness of life itself, often exuded through his sermons. The sanctity of personhood, at one time he called it the sanctity, and he used the term of life is sacred and precious. So we've gotten far, far away from that, but I believe there's a comeback in the midst. I believe that.
Well, we've got to send that message that their lives do matter. Certainly this morning, those lives matter to those parents who have lost their precious loved ones, and the politicization of issue immediately. The president last night shifting this from, you know, the compassion that he started with and the need for prayer to a rant about individuals that support the Second Amendment and an all-out assault on gun owners is the wrong message. To me, the message has to be about children and life, and this is why the abortion issue is a play into this. I would also suggest, Pastor, that the issue of the teachings of Darwinian beginnings and the idea of us crawling up out of some swamp and then developing, and the idea that what is conceived is not a person, but some glob similar to whatever it is that crawled up out of that swamp. These Darwinian ideas devalue human life. We are the only ones created in God's image, and And subsequently, then that leads to, in many cases, feelings of hopelessness amongst children and amongst a younger generation. I
absolutely. No, I agree. Absolutely. That's basically hitting the nail on the head with the hammer. And we need to basically point out the callousness, the indifference, the violence that we see is because people do not see people as special, precious human beings. And also that there is a higher God, a higher justice that we will all be accountable to one day if we choose to be rebellious against man's law. So the cornerstone of all law is the sanctity of life. That's where you start. And then you make your laws from that foundation. You revere and respect life. And first of all, the president is, as you've already stated, totally an opportunity to be political. If he made the decision or not, I doubt it, but they propped him up to make this political. I want to say to the parents, and I want to say to the children's friends and loved ones, wow, this is your worst nightmare. Realize, certainly our prayers go out to those families. But I have to say, and I'm not diminishing what has happened there in Texas at all, there is no such outrage over the guns that are being, and kids that are being killed in Chicago,
right,
in Philadelphia. Where the press conferences concerning that, with the attention, the demands of our coming from Democrats, they say nothing, they do nothing. President Trump offered to have the National Guard come into Chicago. It was refused. He made every attempt of president to stop the slaughter of these young teenagers and their business. I understand all that, but nevertheless, it is our youth being killed. But, and once again, not diminishing at all what has happened, because I was very, you know, deeply, it brings a degree of depression when you read the or hear of something so horrible. You drop your kids off expecting to pick them up again that afternoon, and you're met with the horror of having lost them violently. And I want to see how this all plays out. The person that did it, you know, was obviously a transvestite or cross-dressing. And
well, hey, let me issues. Yeah, let me pause. Let me hold you up there, because now there are reports coming out that the pictures that were supposedly going out about that are actually fake. They're not real. Now the pictures. Go ahead.
No, I want to make a full investigation because this is now coming from some sources that probably they said that these pictures would be taken down and all these other things. It doesn't matter, and you're right. But go ahead.
Well,
it very well likely may be the case if they're saying it's not. But go ahead.
Well, I hypothesize this, and actually, it's because of what I know, because my son actually ran the Radio Shack in Uvalde a number of years back, and I know that there are a lot of Border Patrol agents and DPS whose families are housed in that community. And I suspect that this has something to do with a targeted hit.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation radio ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action. through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Reverend Clenard Childress. I encourage you, if you have not already, to bookmark his site, blackgenocide.org. blackgenocide.org. And he really tells the story of how the abortion industry is so targeted on the black community in particular. When you think about the fact that the black community was identified as somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 13% of the population over 50 years ago, by the way, and actually it was more than that. I think it was closer to 17. Now it's 12 to 13%. And you have to ask yourself, the Hispanic population has grown, the Asian population has grown, you know, all these other populations have grown, but the black population has gone backwards. And yet the leadership of the black population are some of the loudest proponents of these abortion clinics and women's rights and the woman's right to choose. And as you said in our first segment, Reverend, it's not the woman's right to choose, because the baby never chooses to die. And that really brings us back to, you know, the focus of the conversation as it relates to what's happened here. Something else that's odd that I mentioned to you in the break, well, a couple of things. Number one, and I'll develop this more next hour, but there is a huge concentration of custom and border protection agents and of DPS agents in the Uvalde area. It's a place for them to be as they are doing their duties, because the border is so close. And we have this Operation Lone Star in Texas that has been targeting shutting some of this stuff down, the illegal activity. And yet we have a Biden policy that pushes this. And we know that the gangs and the cartels and the MS-13s, they like to send messages to communities. And if there's a community where there's a large presence of the families and of the CBP and so on, that is a community that they're going to want to target to send a message. And you have to ask yourself, how does this person end up in Kevlar? How do they end up in this, you know, how they were with the weapons they were? And how do you shoot that many people in that short of a period of time with that level of accuracy without some kind of training to be able to accomplish that? And why do we not know who this young man's parents are? Why do we not know more about who he is and his motivations when we have in Buffalo, Reverend, another horrific shooting incident that took place, but we know the manifesto. We have all of his social media. They forced his parents to have to come and give a statement. We know all of this history, this entire profile, but that's because he was a white supremacist, which is what the FBI thinks is the worst and most dangerous element in our country. You heard it even last night. There was a Durbin was talking about, well, you know, the Republicans, you know, they want us to focus on terrorism, but when we bring them the terrorists that live amongst us, yeah, what about those terrorists that live amongst us that Robert Spencer was talking about on my program? The Islamic terrorists that live amongst us. All right, I'm sorry, I've bogarted here, so let me
great stuff, and your audience needs to hear just your perspective on that, and I think it's extremely accurate, and we got to recognize there's a lot of questions here, and I think the most poignant one was the fact of the accuracy, as you described, and the element of MS-18 being there. Very heavily their presence there and sending out a message. And also, as we were talking about, it seemed like everybody was ready to capitalize this on for gun control laws. And all of those shootings that had been mentioned, whether it be Sandy Hook, whether it be other cases that we have come up to, never has been a law that they could have instituted. The laws that we did have weren't being enforced. You can have laws, they have to be enforced. And we're right now, they never talk about the good guy with the gun to stop the bad guy. Those are buried in any type of news reports. So right now, there's still a lot of questions to be answered. I want to see basically that profile, as you mentioned, that he seemingly they can't find, he's only 18 from what I understand.
Right.
There should be some way to find out, well, where is he living? He attended a school there, I believe, at one time. We have to have some records and see where all this goes. If it is, unfortunately, I don't like to be so much the pound the drum of the conspiracy theory type thing. You have to look at this. The Democrats need an issue. They fell completely on the abortion issue, and they fell completely on the issues of beating up on the Republicans, calling them racist. They issue going into November. Folks, this very well may be the one.
Well, and certainly we all are deeply concerned about the safety and the protection of children, but we're the ones that are beating the drum about the most vulnerable children in the world, and those are the children that reside in the womb. The choice that the woman made, and when you talk about, they say, well, what about rape? Well, okay, actually, Kathy Barnett, who actually should be the senator for Pennsylvania, and by the way, and I got heavy into this yesterday, and I'll say it again, Mehmet Oz has no business being a senator in the United States Senate as a Muslim and as a Turkish citizen. The conflict is too great. And in addition to that, the comments that she made about Islam being formatted on pedophilia is absolutely true. Muhammad's first wife was 6 years old, consummated that marriage at 9. That's called pedophilia, and that's the guy that's supposed to be the leader of Islam. So it is built on a pedophile. Hello? All right. Reverend, thank you for being with me. I appreciate it. Folks, check out blackgenocide.org. It's so important that we understand this information and that we're able to speak with truth and with knowledge. Blackgenocide.org, Reverend Clenard Childress, and please pray for our dear Reverend friend as well. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.